Okay, what's up, guys? I know I haven't been doing my podcast lately. Been busy on Twitch and YouTube, both Hybrid Different Room, by the way, if you want to check them out. Today's topic is about a game that actually I love. If you don't know, you probably don't know because I've not even mentioned it yet on my YouTube, Insta, or Twitch. But, okay, I have streamed on it, I'm not going to lie, but I have an Xbox Series X. And, of course, like any other gamer on Xbox, I play Halo. If you don't know, Halo's kind of like the series for the Xbox. It's like how Mario is the series for Nintendo, it's kind of like that. Halo is that for the Xbox. And I'm going to talk about the start of Halo and just about comparing it to Fortnite. Because I know a lot of people can get confused between the two, which one's better. So I'm just going to talk about that right now. Anyway, I'm going to just start talking about it right now. So, let's get this straight. Halo is a game like no other I've seen. Now, talking about the game itself, let's talk about the campaign. If you don't know, the campaign is kind of like the story mode for it. And the campaign is, oh my god, the campaign is just so good. And let's get this straight. Why is the campaign so good? But why is Halo good overall? To understand the campaign, you need to understand the base of Halo itself. Halo started in 2001 with the Xbox, but when the first Xbox was being introduced, or was gonna be in the prototype stage, around the time of 1999, which is when they kind of started when Microsoft started thinking about, hey, maybe we should make a console. Because PlayStation and Xbox and Nintendo already did that. So, Xbox joined in 2001. With that, Halo Combat Evolved, which was the very first Halo, launched. And, oh my god, could I say any more about the first game? And you may be asking, how am I playing that game on a Xbox Series X? There is a game on the Xbox Series X called Halo Master Chief Collection. If you don't know, Halo Master Chief Collection is kind of like a series game for it. Now, instead of getting or downloading the games individually, like getting Combat Evolved, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 4, or Halo Reach, getting all those in separate games would just take up too much memory. So what they did was they made a collection called the Halo Master Chief Collection, which includes all the games I just mentioned. And it really worked out really well. People like playing the older games without having to get to an older Xbox to play it and having the same controls as the older Xboxes. So that's why it was kind of special and why I like Halo in the first place. There are, of course, other games like Halo 5, but I'm going to talk about why Halo 5 is cool in another podcast. Yeah, I'll do that next time. Anyway, if we're going to compare the campaign, let's get this straight. The campaign is cool. The reason why Halo is so cool is because, if you don't know, it's like a first-person shooter. You are the eye. It's not like Fortnite where it's third-person. That's a third-person shooter. First-person shooter is something like Halo or Apex Legends. You've probably at least heard of Apex Legends somewhere. That is what it's like. And, can I just say something? I mean, Halo is awesome as a first-person shooter. Fortnite gets boring if you compare Halo to Fortnite. Fortnite is just boring at that point. While, yes, Fortnite could be pretty creative with the building and the sprinting and everything and just how the controls are, they work, but let's get this straight. Halo may, in the first six games, they may have out of whack controls, but which one is more fun? Definitely Halo Master Chief Collection. It's way fun. And when I'm talking about the campaign, let's get this straight. The campaign actually has a good storyline. The storyline of the campaign is you fighting aliens until the last bit. And how the game was worked out, oh my god. And the company who made the first three games, Bungie, was the gaming company that tried to make it, but they ended up failing, so that's why you don't hear of Bungie much anymore. But that game did really good, and Bungie should get credit, but they just ran out of money, and they just dissolved the company in general. just couldn't work anymore. But at least their Halo's title did really good, in fact. And today, Combat Evolved is still, like I said, really popular because of its mechanics. First-person shooter and beating up aliens literally and figuratively, having actual physical fighting, just like Apex, it does have physical combat. While it doesn't have straight up punches and kicks, you can watch videos on Halo about like how the mechanics work and the physical combat, about like moving your rifle and then fighting aliens with your elbow, and it's really cool. And that's what I like about it. It's for the fact that you can use physical combat, let's say, if your ammo runs out. And yeah, that's a real threat in Halo Master Chief Collection or any Halo game. And yeah, that's a really different scenario in general if you run out of ammo. But what I like about that is that means you actually get to utilize the physical combat, which can be very useful. It's a very strong attack, and you can use it repeatedly. There's no charge, no ready up, no stamina, no nothing. And that is what I like about it. Because in other games, even though Fortnite doesn't have like some sort of combat, they do have the pickaxe, which could be pretty useful. But okay, tell me, which one sounds better in animation? A pickaxe swing, which the physics really don't make sense, or an actual elbow punch, basically, that can actually do real damage in real life and in the game? Yeah, which one sounds better? And in Apex, it's kind of the same way as Halo. It doesn't require a charge, and it can do some damage, but not a lot. So if you compare Apex to both of these games, you're more likely getting on the Fortnite side of the damage. But the realism and the looks of how it looks, yeah, you're definitely winning Halo. Yeah. Anyway. And Halo Master Chief Collection overall, having that campaign there is cool. Like I said, the storyline is really good, and it actually makes sense. And explaining this all in one podcast would be too complicated, and not a lot of people would actually get it. Unless you play Halo for yourself, and if you have an Xbox, please go try it. It is really good. All you search up is Master Chief Collection or Halo 5, and honestly, just try it. It's the best game you'll probably ever play. And what's so good about Halo is the multiplayer. Now, hear me out. Look, Fortnite and Apex are both online games. Halo is too. In fact, Halo was an online game from literally the start, from the first game in 2001. 2001, Halo Online was a thing. If you don't know, the base is that there are different game modes, but the most popular one is Slayer. Slayer is basically whichever team, red or blue, gets 50 kills first, wins. And you respawn, by the way. So it's not like there's 100 players. There's usually 4 players on each side. There's eight players overall, and trust me, it's way more interesting than it actually sounds. And what I like about that is that it gives you a chance. Be better. It takes you some practice, obviously, to get good. Like me, I didn't play Master Chief Collection for a while because I was addicted to Halo 5. But once you regain that skill, you're really good at Halo. And it actually takes skill, by the way. Aim, point, shoot. Okay, not really aim, but you get what I mean. Because there was no really scoping on Halo on the first Halo titles that really came in Halo 5 Guardians. Yeah, I know. And that's one thing you do have to keep in mind. Sprinting was not really a thing until like Halo 3 or Halo 4, because the first one didn't really have it. You were like slow jogging or something like that. But trust me, it may be a little bit slow at the start of it, but trust me, you will get to the combat part. Anyway, back to the multiplayer. It's online, like I said, 4 versus 4, red versus blue. Whichever team gets 50 kills wins. And it's about 10 seconds until until it lets you respawn, which honestly, that is not a bad time for being able to respawn unlimited times. Yeah, you heard me, spawning unlimited times. And something like this is nothing to, like, not joke around. It's a real person's game. It's not boring. It's not even cartoony. In fact, it's one of the best realistic cartoony kind of style I've ever seen. Okay, maybe not cartoony, but in a different category that I really don't know how to say. But if I were to really talk about which one is kind of the most boring and most, like, thing, that's Halo. That's Fortnite. Fortnite's way too cartoony, and honestly, there's a reason why I like Apex more. Until I started playing Halo, and Halo, oh my god, was so much fun. I really actually enjoyed it. But back to online multiplayer. Like, and there are different maps, by the way, for each one. So it's different from Fortnite. There aren't seasons, there aren't skins. You are Master Chief, which is the guy who does it. There are, what I think I like about Halo, like I said, is the fun, and it's not cartoony. It's actually a real game that you can actually enjoy, and it's one thing that you cannot stop playing. Like I said, if you start playing, you'll never be able to stop unless you know you actually do, and you play Forza like me a lot. I did play Forza for a lot, by the way. It's a car game on the Xbox. And that basically sums up kind of how the Master Chief Collection is. The campaign is always interesting, even though people barely even play the campaign. I mean, I play the campaign, but a lot of other people I know literally play the online multiplayer. And not gonna lie, that one is kind of addicting. So if you do have an Xbox or something, please try out Halo. It's a fun. It's a game that you will never regret. H-A-L-O. You'll never regret it. Anyways, that's really all, honestly. I mean, Combat Evolved is kind of just like the same as the first titles and everything like that. So there's nothing really different from that. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode about Halo. I will be doing a video on Halo 5, probably once I play it a little bit more. But yeah.